Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Acts chapter 16, verses 9 and 10. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. Me, a missionary? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Paul was a missionary. A missionary is a person sent by a church into an area to share the gospel. That's God's good news that our sins are forgiven and that heaven is ours. Paul spent years traveling from place to place telling people about the gospel. But it wasn't easy. He traveled mostly by walking. He depended on others to provide food and a place to stay. Do you wonder how he knew where to go? He didn't exactly have Google Maps. The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit guided his journeys. We don't know exactly how the Holy Spirit did so, except in today's reading. We're told that the Holy Spirit gave a vision of a man from Macedonia begging Paul to come and help. It's hard to imagine what that would have been like. What did Paul do? He went. He journeyed to Macedonia to preach to the people there. He went where the Holy Spirit led him. In a span of 17 years, Paul traveled about 10,000 miles to share the gospel. God blessed his work in spite of the challenges Paul and his friends faced, including being arrested, jailed, beaten, shipwrecked, and run out of towns. How about us? When we read about Paul, the stories are remarkable. He faced so many dangers and still worked every day to tell others about their Savior. It would be easy to say that we can't do what Paul did, to pick up, leave, and spend our lives on foot telling people about Jesus seems like too big of a task. Even though God may not provide us with a vision, he still asks us to preach and share the gospel. For most of us, we know people in our own neighborhood or in our family that need to hear about their Savior. We don't need to be a pastor or a teacher to share Jesus. We can tell our friends and those in our family. When someone is discouraged or worried, we can share how much God loves them and watches over them. When great things happen, we can celebrate with them and thank God for those blessings. You and I are part of God's team of missionaries and can tell others how much God loves them, what Jesus did for them, how God forgives them, and God's promise to be with us in all things. So, missionaries, who can you tell? What opportunities might you have to share a simple message of God's grace with others? Ask God to help you to see those opportunities and to be eager and excited to tell others about Jesus, their Savior. We give thanks in prayer. Dear Father, thank you for missionaries like Paul who served you with faith and trust. Help us to trust you to be with us and help us to be excited to tell others about you. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.